I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. It's the second season for the St. Louis Fringe Festival. 5 days of fun with performances of all kinds. Emily Pirro is the festival's executive director. Blair Hamilton is a visual and performing artist. And Ed Reggie is directing one of the festival's offerings. And we welcome you all here today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to be here.
Emily, last year was the first year for you, and so this whole thing was based on, as I remember, based on a concept that had been done other places, although it was new for us.
It's true, yeah. This is a festival that the Fringe model has been used worldwide for over 60 years, and it was a really exciting opportunity to bring it here to St. Louis in the model that we were particularly using, which was inspired and modeled very heavily after other festivals in the U.S. and abroad. And since our first season last year, we've built up even a stronger network. There's over 300 Fringe festivals that are active worldwide. We have a sister festival in Rome. I was honored to be a delegate in Edinburgh last year and meet a lot of those folks directly and become a part of that system.
So we're talking about artists from locally and all over the place. And Blair, I guess, where are you from?
I am actually from St. Louis, born and raised.
Okay. Well, you perform under another name, though.
I do. I perform under the stage name of Blyra Spanks.
Say that again?
Blyra Spanks.
Blyra Spanks.
Yes, rhymes with Tyra Banks. That's a good way to remember it.
Is that where it came from? Or?
No, it did not.
What kind of performer are you? What do you do?
I would consider myself a performance artist. I dabble into all kinds of character performing. A lot of outlets would be drag, burlesque, experimental music, dance, hula hoop, anything that I can grab at as an outlet.
That burlesque sure is like sort of taken off here, hasn't it?
It really has.
Yeah, it's interesting. Ed Reggie, we know you from a lot of places, from acting and around town. And
I've done a little burlesque, too. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to throw that in there.
I was going to believe that.
I actually emceed burlesque for 3 years.
No kidding. Well, you've done stand-up comedy, too.
Stand-up and a lot of acting.
But you're wearing a director's hat this time around.
I am. I'm wearing a director's hat for Asperger's, a high-functioning musical. It's an original musical written by a father and son, Adam and Dean Rosen, here in St. Louis.
Tell us what Asperger's is.
Well, Asperger's is a traditional, sort of that traditional musical that you might see in off-Broadway, like Avenue Q or Chorus Line. And it tells the story, actually. It's a little bit autobiographical from the Adam and Dean who wrote it. These really great father and son, but they're also artists. And so we have a cast of seven that tell the story, basically, of the characters going through being diagnosed with Asperger's, young adults, basically. It's sort of like a therapy session. We get to peer into it, the audience.
Well, Asperger's is a serious condition.
It's a very serious condition.
We're not laughing at it, are we?
There are moments that are kind of, I think, that humor, humor is the best way. I mean, as a comic, humor can really deliver some great educational moments and just life moments. And you know what? You don't have to have Asperger's to really enjoy the show. It's the universal part of being different, being accepted. And we can understand that all three of us, all of us as artists, it can understand as being different. And the whole Fringe model.
I don't know what you mean. I'm kidding.
So I think there's a lot of that, being not accepted.
Right, and they have
to go through that. And just, the music just weaves it all together. And the part that I love the best is that we get to bring together local actors, local technicians, the sets being built, musicians. We've got a great little combo band, all local. So this Fringe opportunity is phenomenal.
All right. Well, Emily, Ed is directing a piece of theater. Blair is performing in some regard. Talk about the wide range of things. And this is all through Grand Center Midtown area, right?
It's true, yeah. And I'm so glad that Ed referenced this theme of acceptance and difference, because this is so much the root of what Fringe is. We are an open access platform that invites independent artists to come and produce their work. No matter what their background, no matter what their discipline, no matter what their vision is, we're here to support that. And we find things that emerge, like a show about Asperger's that explores this concept and this difference, that a piece that's been in development for years and finally has a platform to present it. Artists like Blair, who are multidisciplinary, who have a number of different ventures and have an opportunity to connect and work side by side with someone like Ed or these other 30 shows that are coming from St. Louis and around the country.
Emily, were you involved last year?
Blair,
I'm sorry, excuse me.
No, I was not. I actually was connected with Tara Daniels, who works with Fringe. We connected at a discussion group, a community discussion group on Cherokee Street, and that's where I found out about the Fringe Festival and pursued it from there.
Well, the Fringe Festival runs June 20th through 24th, various times and locations throughout Midtown St. Louis. Ed, is that primarily in the Grand Center, what we think of as the Grand Center District?
It is, yeah. So our venues run, we have five indoor and three outdoor spaces that run from Grand to Garrison down Washington and Locust.
Uh-huh. Describe for people that didn't attend last year sort of what the whole ambiance is like and what kind of experience they're going to have when they come.
You know, I kind of often say, and correct me if I'm wrong, Em, it's sort of like first night. First off, without the cold weather,
right.
Okay? So there's no cold weather. Come out for that reason alone, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like the energy of first night, you know, where it's just everything, performance arts, jugglers, and fire, you know, just that energy that you get in a city.
Exactly.
Really experiencing art, you know, at the direct level. Like you could touch the artists. It's not like commercial to the point where you're paying so much money. And it's, which there's nothing wrong with a great commercial Broadway show. Nothing wrong with that. But this is so much more, I think, down, you know, on every person's level.
Right. We try to give as many opportunities as we can to provide connections for artists to connect with each other and for audiences to connect with artists and also with one another. We have a lounge where people can come and mingle and talk about shows they've seen or what they want to see. We have street performers filling up the streets so that wherever you go, you're encountering a different type of artwork that's all independently produced. We have after parties every night. We have workshops that are led by artists. We try to allow anyone at whatever their comfort level, they can just come and sit and watch a show, or they can come and they can go to a workshop and go to a party and really build a network.
Is there any is it appropriate for all ages, or what would you advise a family?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. We are open access, and that means that we draw burlesque, but we also draw children's theater. We have a new component this year we're adding called Fringe Family, which is on Saturday and Sunday mornings, outdoors, totally free. We're inviting families to come of all ages, and we have professional artists leading movement, visual art, movement, drama, graffiti and street art classes for them. And then we have shows on our website. We've designated shows that are family friendly so that families can quickly reference and see what can I take my kids to.
Miss Spanks.
Yes.
Is it Blyra?
Yes.
Blyra Spanks.
Mm-hmm. Like Tyra.
That's how I'm remembering it. So specifically, what are you going to be doing this year?
I am actually producing a burlesque show with the Thunder Kittens burlesque troupe. It is a variety burlesque troupe. So we probably won't have fire this time around, but we have fire performers, poi performers, different styles of burlesque and fetish. What else? We have hula hoopers. We have all kinds. So I'm producing a variety burlesque show for the Fringe.
And where will you be?
We will be at Foo Bar.
Blair is also a visual artist and is doing a number of installations as well.
Yes. Recently, Em and I and a few other artists put up installations in the windows of the Westgate Lofts. So we've got that. Check it out at Locust and Jefferson. And then during the Fringe Festival, I'll have a giant interactive installation piece in the grassy knoll across the street from Plush. Mm-hmm. And that's actually where the family activities will be. So it will be kid-friendly, but you'll have to go see it to find out what it is.
And Ed Asperger's a high-functioning musical. Where will you be performing?
We're going to be actually at the Kranzberg Theater, which is a phenomenal space right here at the heart of Grand Center. And it's going to be a great experience. And, you know, one of the things that it's definitely family-friendly. So we want to say that the show has got some great topics, but it's family-friendly presented. And we're partnering a lot with different Asperger's and autism groups locally. We've got so many people going to we created a little Facebook Asperger's and a High Functioning Musical Facebook page, and we're just getting inundated with moms and dads and families that have kids in teens and young adults. So we want to use this. We're fortunate for this opportunity to really get this word out about what the syndrome, what the spectrum is about.
And we've found with the Fringe Festival, even just in our second year, we hear stories like that all the time of people who have a harebrained scheme. They come out and present this through the Fringe model. They build networks here. And, you know, they come up and say, hey, we never knew there was a demand to create education programs around this topic that I'm passionate about. Or I found another artist or a community member that I never knew was interested in this as well. We've heard tons of stories like that, and we hope they just continue to grow.
Well, the Fringe Festival features a lot of local talent that we'll know, and you're bringing in a lot of people from elsewhere. And, you know, I always take press releases with a grain of salt, Emily. So I have to ask you, because when I read this, I thought, is she kidding? In the body of your press release, you're talking about, you know, the demand for this festival and the interest for people to perform in it. And I just want to read this one sentence. Increased demand by artists saw local slots filled in 2 seconds, with national slots filled within an hour.
It's true.
So is that a bunch of hype?
Blyver, you were there. Is that true?
That is absolutely true. I was one of the first in line, and everyone just ran for the table within seconds. Mm-hmm. It was up.
That's amazing. Yeah. Why do you think, Ed?
Well, the person who ran for us is actually in the hospital. They got beat up. And I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, I think the reason why, there's just not a lot of opportunity for what we're all saying here is, you know, something like this, it would cost too much to go take it to a small theater. The cost for an independent artist would be so much. They've taken care of that by getting the venue and the structure. So I think it's just a great opportunity.
Okay, so it's like 30 shows of all different kinds, 5 days, 5 different locations. What's the best way, Emily, for someone to figure this out, to figure out what they want to see?
First place it goes to our website. We have profiles. Each of the presenting artists has a dedicated page with more information about what they're doing, has access to tickets, to purchase tickets on that page, instructions of how to fringe, how to make the most out of your experience are there. There's contact information. Go and check it out on the website first and then give us a call.
And is this the way it works? I think you buy an overall ticket and then you purchase tickets to get into specific things?
Similar, yeah. We consider it, it's what we call a badge. So the badge is like membership into the festival community. It's designed by a local artist, Jerome Gaynor, beautiful design. And then on the ticket sales for each show, those proceeds are returned to the artists.
All right, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the festival's website. It is the 2013 St. Louis Fringe Festival. It begins in just about 2 weeks, right? Friday the 21st. That would be 2 weeks. Friday the 21st, then that Saturday and Sunday at different locations. Go to our website for more information. We've been talking with Emily Pirro, the executive director for the festival, with Blair Hamilton, a.k.a. Blyra Spanks. And you get mail that way? I'm just kidding. And Ed Reggie is also here, who is directing Asperger's, a high-functioning musical. And also, Ed, I've caught you on our Neighbors the Nine Networks show Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned, which is kind of a social media, current topics kind of thing.
It's one of our brand new shows.
Well, enjoy it.
Thank you.
So, good seeing you on TV, and good seeing you here. Thanks to you all for being here.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you.
Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk with Terrence Blanchard about the world premiere of his opera, The Champion, by Opera Theater St. Louis. Also, the League of American Orchestras Conference will discuss that, which the St. Louis Symphony is hosting, and Big Muddy Dance Company's concert at the Two Hill. Then join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he'll take a look at a new report showing that St. Louis is a hotbed for scientific research. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Dorr, with production assistance from Hannah Durham. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Have a great weekend. See you next time.